Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Have you been following Treegate?
Yes. Well, since you brought it to my attention, yes.
Right, thank you.
Since yesterday.
Yes. Riveting.
Governor Ned Lamont acknowledged yesterday that he helped hire a landscaper that illegally removed more than 180 trees from an area of protected wetlands near the governor's Greenwich property, touching off a dispute between neighbors and town officials.
Uh-oh.
The cutting, which took place last November, may lead to fines for Lamont, along with his neighbors, the Vicks, and the local Ashton Drive Association, which together own most of the affected property. The town's officials have cited the owners, including Lamont, for failing to obtain the proper permits for cutting the trees.
Oh, boy.
So the governor's been out of town, and then he's back in town, and he did an event at, I think, Bridgeport Hospital yesterday.
Right.
And reporters asked him about it.
The contractor, frankly, went beyond the scope a little bit. You'll see it's not nearly what's described in Hearst, but went beyond the scope. I obviously called up the neighbors immediately when I found out about this. I wasn't closely involved and said, let us try and make good.
Did the association hire the contractor, or did you?
We did this together.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah. See, this is where you got to follow up.
Yeah.
Who hires anyone together?
Right.
What do you
somebody
mean?
Initiated, yeah. Right? Somebody found this person,
who
this
said, cut those trees.
Right.
Yes.
That's
who
the answer you're asking.
Yeah.
That you just got to keep asking it until you get the answer. Who walked the ground with the contractor?
Right. Who laid it out? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, we both did. Oh, okay. Really?
Did you walk in holding hands?
The association, all the members of the association and you walked the property?
Yeah, together. Yes.
Together?
Like a field trip.
No, I don't think he had a lot to do with it, he wanted a specific area cleared and said, clear that area.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah. And we reached out to the person who wrote the story, and it's like, no, I don't want to come on. What'd they say? Were they, did they say they couldn't or didn't want to?
Couldn't.
They couldn't.
Can't talk about it.
Can't talk about it.
Or a chainsaw in the background.
Why? Because they'll get like shut out by the governor's office?
They just said, thank you, but I cannot talk about this.
That's the thing. Nobody wants to ask anyone any difficult questions, and then they wonder why no one watches the news anymore.
Right. So,
like, okay, well.
Okay.
If the story's interesting enough to post it, then you should have all the answers that a person would have reading the story.
Right, cover the whole story.
Right. All right, go ahead.
And you say make good. What could be the next step?
Look, most of this was storm-damaged trees. Trees that have come down over the years. Some of the work that Aquarian had done in years past to put in a major water main. But I think they did do some clean up on the other side of the stone wall that belongs to the neighbors. And I called up the neighbor immediately and said, if that's the case, I'm going to make good on that.
Why were the proper permits not pulled in the first place?
I don't know. I'm afraid we rely upon the landscaper for that. I didn't know you need written permit to clean up a dead tree, but now I know, and it'll never happen again.
Okay. Does anyone do we believe that?
Yes and no. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
until you get caught again.
I'm not the governor, but I know you can't go anywhere near a wetlands and cut a tree down.
No.
Like, it's pretty simple.
You can't do anything by wetland, period.
But if I hire someone, he's like, oh, yeah, you got to do this. I'm like, okay. If it's breaking the law, I don't know.
He had an ad where he was driving a Prius or a Chevy or something.
He was a Chevy.
Yeah, he was like, I don't need
this will be just fine.
Right, yeah,
right,
yeah. I don't need a big car because I'm going to drive in this thing to save the planet, whatever. Yeah. It's like, okay, but you cut trees down in the wetlands.
Right. Well, the park shed.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, he's a nice enough guy, and he's like an aw shucks kind of guy. And when you hear him talk, you're like, oh, he's not a bad person.
Yeah.
But he's a very, very good, you know, spinner effect.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is what happens. Like, nobody ever takes responsibility for anything, and then you wonder why we're all pissed off at you people. Like, you can't just say, Yes,
I screwed
it was
up.
Me.
Yeah,
in this specific case, that's probably the best way to do it because he's trying not to piss off the neighbors.
Right.
He's trying not to piss off this company, not to piss off the association, not to piss off the press. He should have just been like, "Look, I made a mistake.
Right, I'm going to replace him.
I've already said I'm going to do everything I can to fix it. We can only move forward."
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, it's really easy, but there's just no one in any leadership position says, yeah, I screwed that one up.
Yeah, no, yep. Not at all.
And I think we as people are just tired of hearing that. It's nobody's fault.
No. Ever. You give someone a little bit of power, and as soon as they feel that's threatened, like, look at the umpires in Major League Baseball. They're never wrong.
No, I got a neighbor who's... You know, I don't really know the details, but I think he screwed up and cut some things down in a protected area.
Ugh.
And he had to spend a lot of money replant. Like, this is what happens when people make mistakes. And guess what? You say, I made a mistake, and now I got to pay for it.
I got to fix it,
Yeah. What are the landscapers getting? Like, no one wants to talk to the landscapers now? Now.
I'd love to hear
because
from
you didn't answer the question. And you said, well, it was both of us that hired him.
Right.
Oh, really? Who made the phone call? Who got the price quote? Who approved the price quote? Who walked? The key thing is, and I know this is stupid, but there's nothing in the news right now, okay?
Right.
So this is what we're dealing with.
It's also a bad time for it to
happen. This is a good problem we all have.
Yes.
All right? We're not talking about horrible things.
No.
Okay?
Treegate. Yes.
It's Treegate or like 12 tents on the campus of Yale.
Right.
This is a good problem.
Exactly, yes.
But now I'm in. You know why? Because he said, oh, well, we both did. Now I want to know who walked the property with the landscaper and said, cut there, there, and there.
Right, who did?
They don't just walk out like, oh, he said just clean up some trees.
Okay.
Let's go.
Right.
180.
Let's go,
180.
Boys.
180, that's a lot of trees.
180 it's a lot. Trees.
Yeah. It's a lot.
And he's not disputing that number, by the way.
No.
He's like, well, a lot of them are dead. Okay.
How do you? I would not know. I have no idea.
You see, you cleared it all.
Yeah.
Should have taken a before picture.
I don't know. And then they all walk, and then all the reporters are like, okay, we're going to go.
Yep.
Can't talk about it.
Really?
Okay. You report the news.
Right.
You don't want to know the facts?
Right.
Well, I don't care. Like, look, the guy comes to the toy. We invite him every year.
Yeah.
He comes.
Yep.
It's nice.
Yeah. Brings a toy.
Right. I mean, you run the state. Show us how you're going to run this situation.
Yeah.
This is pretty simple. You just say, yeah, I'm taking full responsibility.
Yeah, we're going to fix it.
Right. It's not like, yeah, no, we did. We hired the landscaper. They're making it sound like the landscaper made the problem.
That's the scapegoat right there.
Dave and Danbury.
Dave and Danbury, talking to you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, I had a situation where a neighbor cut a big tree down that was on my property. And when I looked into it, what the recourse could be, I found out that in Connecticut, unless it's done maliciously, they're only responsible for the cost of the wood.
What?
Yeah.
No, he went to he. No,
yep.
Okay. I have a different understanding of rules.
Well,
that could be.
This is
in
this
non-wetlands.
Wetlands. Big difference.
Wetlands is different. You have to replant.
Those are protected.
Wetlands might be different. I wasn't aware that was on wetlands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That very well. Could
well,
be
also,
different.
If you're 100 feet, you know, I know in Oxford, it's 100 feet from wetlands. You have to get permission from the wetlands guy in Oxford. Is a friend of mine.
Okay.
He's a nice guy, and he takes it very seriously.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're cutting a tree down within 100 feet of wetlands,
you gotta
say, that, can I cut this tree down?
Right.
That I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this was not wetlands. This was just on a piece of property owned. And the only recourse was you could get back the cost of the wood.
Nice. Hmm,
that's interesting.
It was expensive now.
The value of the wood.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
All right.
But, you know, I love the governor's very good at these answers, and then people let him off the hook.
Right.
Because he was like, oh, yeah, some of them were dead. Some of them was Aquarian cleaning out to make a thing. And, there was some over here, and I'm going to replace that.
Yeah.
Okay.
When?
No, but now They tabled it. They got together yesterday, and there was some new information. And then they're like, "Okay, we're gonna try to let these two parties work it out."
Right.
The two parties being Lamont and the Property Association, and this LLC that owns property that trees were cut down and did not give permission for trees to cut down.
Gotcha.
Be cut down.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is it typical for Wetlands to say, oh, you guys work it out? I mean,
no.
My experience has been Wetlands comes in and they're pretty freaking serious about what
yes,
just happened
are,
here.
Yeah.
And they get pretty pissed when you start cutting down trees,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hold on. Randy on the road.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You can clearly hear he's lying just by the tone of his voice.
Oh, how could you tell?
Somebody I know used to work for him, and they said every time he starts dragging out words or pausing or stuttering, he's trying to find the correct words to say because he's lying and he's trying to get his way out of it.
Hmm. Wow. Can we tell when AJ's lying?
AJ lies every time he opens his mouth.
I know. I do. Like, for example, when I say, thank you for your call. I'm lying right now.
All right, Randy.
Thanks, man.
I love you guys.
Love
you
too. I knew he was going to have something funny after that question.
Yep.
Yeah. Can we hear the clip again? Because I want to hear if he's like dragging out his words or whatever.
And talk to all the neighbors, including the neighbor that was, not so happy right now. I would tell Hearst, by the way, that you've said about six straight times they clear-cut 180 trees for a clear view of the lake. Come look at the backyard, you'll see nothing but trees, no lake.
Okay, so it wasn't anything to do with the view?
If I can repeat myself, you don't see any lake. You see nothing but trees from the backyard. And Hearst should have followed up on that. I really think they should have.
I saw a picture where I did see the water.
Yeah.
Well, I think it depends on the angle.
Yeah. Well, those trees down, it's gone. You see it now. There it is right there. You see it right there. Lake, yep, right there.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, this thing about our Governor Lamont, on the 24th, which was last Thursday, I found it on a feed in the New York Post. And it says, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont had nearly 200 trees illegally cut behind $7.5 million home for a better view.
Wow.
And
that's
the article goes into a lot of detail.
Right.
And I was wondering why nobody was picking up on this. I posted on Facebook. I said, why isn't anybody running with this? And all of a sudden now somebody found it, and all of a sudden this week it's become big news.
It doesn't seem big.
No.
It seems like the reporters are walking away from it.
Yep. So. Formality question.
Well, yeah, he's a protected species. Of course you got to walk away from it.
Well, yeah, the
protected species. With you or me, we'd be in jail.
Right.
We'd be in jail. Okay?
I don't know if we'd be in jail, but man, it would hurt.
Yeah, it'd be a heavy fine.
It would really hurt.
Be walking funny for a while.
And last week, Chaz, you mentioned earlier this week, you mentioned something about, I believe somewhere down the lower part along the river where a development cut down a bunch of trees to see the better view of the river.
Yeah.
I know exactly where you were talking about.
Okay, we don't have to get into that.
We're not going to talk about it.
It's been resolved.
I watched those guys cut those trees down, and they paid a hefty fine for that.
Oh, they did?
No.
Yes, they did.
Oh. Well, they didn't have to replant them.
Wow.
No, but they did pay for it.
Oh. Okay.
So, well, you guys are awesome, and have a great day.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, we got some more calls. Let's talk to more calls. We need the new sounder, like it's Tree Gate.
Tree Gate.
Ray in Milford.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to say the only thing that would make Tree Gate any better would be if J&J Tree Service did the work.
No, that wouldn't make it better.
No.
It involves me and the governor.
Exactly.
No. See, this is the thing. When you hire the right tree company, this stuff doesn't happen because they say, do you have the permits?
Right.
And what if you like, we'll go get the permits.
Right.
By the way, 73 of those 180 trees are not dead. they'll check, right? Like they'll
right.
investigate.
Right. That's right.
Yeah,
right. See which trees are. Yeah,
right. Those were still kind of healthy.
That's the thing about this. Like he just said, the landscaper. First of all, the landscaper is not going to cut 180 trees. This is a tree company.
Yeah, they don't just go out there with machines and just like, oh, this one doesn't look good. Like,
right.
There's a process.
It's right. You have an app. I have an app when I walk property.
Yeah,
I could see if I'm on my property. Or someone else's property.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
You think the tree people have these apps too? It's like, hey, just so you know, these trees you want to clear,
right.
Not on your property.
Nope, my property.
All right, one more. John in Bridgeport.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, actually, he's full of it because there's a tree warden, which... It's part of government in every town.
Tree warden.
Ooh,
I like that.
And you have to get their okay to even go on wetlands. The only people that are allowed to go on wetlands is aquarium because they own the property.
Right.
You got to talk to the tree father.
The tree father.
But there are definite rules, and that property you talked about on River Road. I knew the builder. He got in big trouble.
I never said River Road.
No, he never said that. He said location.
Okay.
He said,
I'm sorry, on the river.
Yeah, yeah, that okay. one on
right,
the river.
Right,
yeah.
right, not River Road, no.
Yeah, but I knew him personally, so anyway.
What do you mean, knew him? Did he disappear?
He passed away, yeah.
Oh, no. Nope. Wow.
Yeah.
Not from the stress of the tree
no.
situation, I hope.
No, from old age. No,
okay.
Okay. But anyway, we're not going to mention any names.
No, we're not. No, we're right. good, yeah.
How but you're saying he paid a fine for that?
He got arrested and paid a fine.
Ooh.
That's what he said.
Ooh. Or arrested.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, well, see, this is just this is how serious these things are taken.
Yeah. Yep.
And he was a pretty prominent dude in Shelton, too.
I never said Shelton.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. You know those people who just film everything they do?
Yes.
They think because it's important and
right.
everyone should see everything they do.
Yeah.
That's annoying in itself.
That, exactly. that guy was filming himself, you know.
Right. These are things going
to
happen
You're
sometimes.
About to hear everything yeah. you've always wanted to hear.
Yes.
Someone saying, look at me, I'm cool, and right. then wipe out.
Exactly.
All right. Anthony Vella was recording himself flying a motorized paraglider. He was going nearly 50 miles an hour when something went wrong and he quickly fell 85 feet.
Ugh.
Yep. There it is.
Oh.
Oh, man. 48 miles per hour. Come on, baby. Oh. Hey, Siri, call 911.
I shouldn't be laughing.
Hey, Siri, call 911. Call 911.
Of course, Siri doesn't want to work.
You don't hear her voice.
No.
Because he's recording on his phone, no?
Right, yeah. I like that. Call 911.
And you're right. We shouldn't be laughing. But, oh, my God.
I mean, he went down in like a sandy area. So,
you think this is fake?
No, this is definitely not fake.
No, you saw the video.
Oh, yeah. No, he crashed.
But
yeah.
A certain impact. And even in a sandy area, it's like cement.
Yeah. I mean,
call 911.
You think he's faking it a little bit?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Oh. Make that sound. Help me, please. I crashed my flying machine.
My flying machine!
I have crashed my flying machine. Gadzooks! Gadzooks!
That is a Hall of Fame sentence. Help me, please. I crashed my flying machine.
It sounds like something the Wright brothers would say.
Yes. Feels like a Simpsons joke.
I've crashed my flying machine.
Help me, please. I crashed my flying machine.
You know what he sounds like, Dan? Special Ed. Do you have a flying machine, sir?
Oh, that is one of my favorite moments ever.
Oh, wow.
Okay, where are you at? So do you know where you're at?
I'm in Enchanted Hills. I'm in the desert. Oh,
Okay, what was it that you crashed?
A paramotor.
Let me get you transferred real quick. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay, please.
Do not hang up.
All right, so he was rushed to the hospital, and he had a fractured neck, back, pelvis, and broken arm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's agony.
Yeah, he left impression of desert.
That's agony.
Oh. Yeah. Because one of the cameras caught it when the thing goes out, and you just see that whole parachute just go the opposite way it's supposed to go.
Oh, you ever, like, fall off a swing set and get the wind knocked out of you?
Yep.
Those are the noises you make.
You can't talk. Yep.
And everybody's pointing and laughing. Like,
please stop. Please stop. Please hurt. Please hurt.
Do you have a flying machine, sir?
Not anymore. Help me, please. I crashed my flying machine.
That is just a sentence I never thought I'd hear.
I've crashed my flying machine.
Why would he just say paraglider?
Right.
Help me, please. I crashed my flying machine.
That's a t-shirt.
That is absolutely a t-shirt.
Wow.
If he makes them and sells them, he'll make $1 million. Yeah.
And underneath that sentence should be just some squiggly lines and a little stick man with cross eyes.
little wisp of smoke.
Right.
Where's my flying machine?
Oh, and the agony.
Yeah.
That's what's on the back of the shirt.
Hey, Siri, call 911.
That's a sound you make at age 8 and 80.
Right.
You know, he sounds like Grape Lady. Remember Grape Lady?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I do.
It's one of my favorite live television moments. They go to a festival, and it's a wine-making festival, and the reporter's in one quarter barrel.
Yep.
And the grape, you know, expert is in the other, and they're having a competition.
Elevated platform.
Right.
Elevated platform. They're competing to see who could squash the most grapes in 30 seconds. The clock ends, and the TV reporter tries to get in a little sneak, couple more stomps.
No, she calls time. She goes, stop, stop. Right. And then she tries to cheat.
Right. And paid for it.
Yeah, and paid for
slippery
it.
Slippery surface.
Out of the barrel.
Oh.
Stop. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, stop. Oh, stop. Oh, 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 oh. I can't breathe. Stop.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Oh, we found a couple. Wow.
Oh, God.
We're going to
Oh, that's pain when you
introduce
just
these crazy kids.
All you can do is make noise.
Has she ever been found? She's the only person I know that's had this viral moment on the internet and then disappeared off the face of the planet.
Yeah, we should try to get in touch.
Nobody has been able to find
her. Yeah, she's making her own wine. It's called wine.
Stop, stop, stop.
Oh, please, please. Stop,
stop winery.
And then little
the best is they go back to the studio.
Yep.
Every stop.
No. Oh,
boy,
dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No,
there.
I think she is. Yeah,
oh, you think she's hurt?
Yeah, these are the newsmakers.
I think she's actually hurt.
Well,
I think she actually is. Oh, can we play them together?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Three, two.
A little different.
Sounds different. The cat may have caused a couple to have a heart attack.
Okay.
Uh-huh. A Utah couple got the surprise of their life when they got a call that their missing cat was found in Los Angeles.
How?
Cat disappeared on April 10th. Friends and family helped them search their house, neighborhood, surrounding community for a week while they plastered missing posters around town on social media.
Wow.
Then on April 17th, Clark received a text that the cat's microchip had been scanned that afternoon. Immediately after that, they got a phone call from a veterinarian in California.
Wow.
Wow.
I have your cat.
Ultimately, the cat was trapped in a box with the Amazon returns for 6 days without food or water.
See, cats in boxes, man. See a box, they got to go for
it. They love those boxes.
They really do.
How did you tape it up without knowing?
If it fits, I sits. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. How big of a box is it where the cat could be in there and you don't know the cat's in there?
Right. When you notice that the box is a little
just the weight.
Plus, when the cat move around a little bit, kind of throw the box.
Yeah.
You know, out of whack. Something with the story here.
There's something with the story here.
Yeah, something might smell a rat.
Yeah.
It's not a AJ small cat. It's a pretty large cat.
Yeah. And again, you know, if you ever picked up a box and a cat was in it, you know, accidentally.
Typically, they'll meow, too, to let you know.
Right. Yeah. But they'll also move. So it'd be like, all of a sudden, like, you're, like, juggling a box.
Right. You didn't realize that this box, there's something with this box?
Yeah.
Are these TikTokers?
Possibly. I don't know.
Oh, if they are, I want to murder them.
Yep. I found a news story. It's 2.5 minutes. Jeez.
Wow.
Oh, it's a cute cat, too.
Oh, they usually are.
Oh, it's a sad little calico with, now, like, blue eyes.
If it was an ugly cat, would that make the story not so bad?
Right. No, but you might.
Like,
you might.
Man, that's one ugly cat.
Like the hairless cats.
The owner got a break from it for a few
hairless sphinx cats. Like
Chaz,
aliens.
You're right to ask. I'm just saying, like, you see, when you have a cat that's, like, this cute, it's like, oh, you should just have this on Instagram. You'd have, like, 10,000 followers. You could be making money or whatever. But
right. You don't need to stick it in a box and have a...
Yeah.
Right,
ship it.
Aww.
Ship it. An Amazon employee named Brandy rescued the cat from the box when she found it in California.
Brandy.
And she took care of the cat before dropping the cat off at the vet the following day.
Nice.
Must have been one hungry cat.
Oh, now, when you dropped it off the vet, did you leave it in the box? Or the front door?
Right.
The box cat's like, another... what the F, man?
Oh, and I'm sure the cat had to relieve itself in the box.
Right. So you got a little extra. A little prize inside the box. Now, how did they get it back? They didn't ship it back from California.
I hope not.
Well, put it back made in the box. It there safely the first time.
Right.
What's to say he's not going to the second time?
Right, when you put on the wrong porch. Hon, you order a cat?
I lived in a three family when I was a kid, and a cat downstairs had some kittens.
Okay.
The kittens somehow found their way up into the attic and then fell down in between into the rafters.
No. Yeah.
And it was an old building, so no insulation.
Yeah.
It just went right down to the first floor apartment.
Oh, that's brutal.
Not the basement, but the first floor apartment, and they were crying in there.
Oh, no. Oh. You guys bust the wall open?
I opened the wall up.
Nice.
Good.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, poor little thing.
Poor little kitties. Right. And I found the electrician's bones in there, too.
Yeah. He was strangling the plumber.
So this couple that shipped their cat, they were interviewed by the news.
Carrie and Matt Clark spent hours looking for a sign of their beloved cat.
We put tons of flyers up. We contacted friends and family to help us search. We searched for a whole week.
But when it seemed all was lost.
And then we got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world.
A phone call. Galena's microchip was detected 650 miles away near Riverside, California.
I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank. Like, I still hard to wrap my brain around.
Turns out, Galena made her way to California via Amazon.
She was trapped in an Amazon package.
I guess she talks the whole time and the husband never says anything. He's just sitting there.
That happens?
He put the cat in the box and here, I'm going to save you.
That happens.
Let me get you out of here.
Right.
So it was a box full of other boxes is what they're showing now. So they had like a bunch of different brands and they were sending stuff back and they just threw all of the smaller boxes into a bigger box.
Hmm. Something's still wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I think you nailed it. They're like doing for publicity.
TikTokers.
Yep.
TikTokers.
Damn you, TikTokers.
I got on the light.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
TikTokers.
And it was in this really big-sized Amazon package.
Galena managed to go undetected.
We had no idea, so Matt took her to took the package to the drop-off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
So she hysterical.
Yeah.
She laughs the whole time.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be laughing if I did something that stupid.
Well, put it this way. When she said she can't wrap her mind around it, it was a short trip.
Yeah. How about asking them some tough questions?
They're like, yeah. Like, why don't you tell us what really happened?
Yeah, like, have, like, a super pet lover go and do that story.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, have one of those animal people who run a shelter do the story.
Exactly, right. Guess what? Galena got taken away.
Yeah. All right.
You shipped the cat.
Let me find something more fun here.
Okay.
So, that one got me mad.
I didn't see that one coming. Let's go find
I just
them.
Thought it was a typical dumbass, and then the more I thought about it, the more I got mad at
that stupidity.
I'll say this before we move on. She looks like in this news interview, she's enjoying the attention.
Oh, of course.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it doesn't make sense. I don't care how big the box is. I don't care how many boxes were in the box. You put a cat in the box, you're going to know.
There's going to be a sign.
Something wrong here.
It's going to just going to shift.
Yeah. I mean,
somewhere in transit, that cat is going to meow and someone's going to hear it.
Yeah.
So he knocked it out. He said he drove the box to the warehouse. So I don't know what was going on in the car that he didn't hear, but I mean, she's sitting on the couch. She's all dolled, like she's dressed like she's hosting a dinner party. And, like, she's having a great time telling the story to the news. I know she got her cat back, and, like, that's the good news, but, like...
It's her 15 minutes.
This is a moment.
This is not...
No, but I think this is planned 15. I don't think this is accidental.
Yeah.
I'm ready for my close-up.
After they did that balloon kid...
Yep.
What was his...
Balloon boy.
Heaney.
Balloon boy.
Heaney. The Heaney kids.
All right.
Heaney
Richard guy. Richard Heaney?
Right. Richard Heaney and his kid Heaney.
Yeah.
His name is Whoopi.
Chaz and AJ. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. This is Mikey with Merchant Service Center. How are you doing today?
Great.
That's good to hear. We're calling in with regards about the credit card processing. I just wanted to ask if you accept credit card payments from your customers.
Always. Pledges, too.
Sexual favors as well.
Yeah.
Or baked goods.
Whatever it takes. Pot.
Have a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.